This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks for tuning in today. You are appreciated. And Senior Care Live is the nation's premier radio program where we provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. This is a safe place to get accurate and reliable information you can absolutely count on. And each and every week, we discuss some of the following topics: how to remain independent in your own home, how to find the right senior care community, how to pay for senior care. It's all very expensive. Hold on to your wallets and your pocketbooks. We also review some of the legal issues that would be involved related to estate planning and elder law. We also touch on how to care for the caregiver. So if you have a question, you can always reach us on our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit us online. We have a really good website. You might want to check it out at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. All right, so we have a really, really good program for you here today. First, I'm just going to touch on the seasonal demand for senior care facilities. I've touched on it before, but this one it has a little different twist because we are there. And then a little bit later on in the program, I'm going to talk about what options are available to you if you need to search for a senior care community. How do you go about finding the right one? And how do you find the best fit? I'm going to give you all the different ways that you can go about that. But first, boy, if I had like a warning sounder here, I would do it. I'd probably go ahead and play that. Regarding the seasonal demand for senior care facilities, we are now officially in the beginning of the rush. We are there. Okay, the peak demand of the entire year. So out of the 12 months, the absolute highest demand starts in the second week of January. And I've seen this, I've lived it, I'll share a few stories here in a minute. But it starts in that second week of January and it goes all the way through the end of February. Now, if we keep having crummy weather like this, it might extend into March. But it's traditionally that second week of January through the end of February. So we have the peak demand. It starts to decrease. It starts to kind of head downward as far as if you're going to graph this out. And then it hits kind of the low spot or the trough. I like to call it, it looks kind of like a cereal bowl. But the lowest demand, even though there's always a demand every day, the lowest demand is in the heat of the summer, June through August. Okay, and then it starts to pick up towards the end of the year. And then you have all of the holidays at the end of the year, and you have families coming home realizing, oh my goodness, we need to do something here. It's not safe to live at home. We need to look at some senior care communities. Let's put that off until after the holidays, and then we'll get out there and we'll find a place, and we'll choose a place for mom or dad, your elderly loved one. And then the other thing that happens along with that, and this is why it's the peak, both things happen at the same time. You have terrible weather, absolutely terrible weather. You know, we had snow last weekend. Now, you know, we have some more snow. It's going to be, what, single-digit temperatures tomorrow? Yuck. So you have the bad weather. You have people falling and slipping on the ice and fracturing bones. You have hospitalizations, needing rehab afterwards. Just all heck breaks loose. And that's why you have the peak demand starting in that second week again of January through all the way through the end of February. If it's a particularly harsh winter, it could even carry into some of March. So we are there. So I've worked with, through my firm Senior Care Consulting, I've worked with three families this past week going through that search and selection process. And here's how the week went. And I'm telling you, this is exactly how it happened. We went from checking out some great places that had a few beds or a few apartments available. A couple days later, yeah, Steve, we have one bed or we have one apartment available, and there are several families interested in it. And then it devolved or degraded to, sorry, Steve, we're full and we're starting a wait list. You can still come by and go for a tour and ask questions, gather all your information, etc. But we don't have a place for your clients, but we can sure put them on the wait list. That happened in the last week, 1 week. So there you go. That is exactly what is happening all over our city, all over our states, and literally all over the country. So I'm hearing that the hospitals are full, the ERs are full. Some hospital ERs are having to divert patients coming in by ambulance to other ERs. And you know, when I started hearing all about that this last week, then it hit me. The flu hasn't even started yet. I mean, we're not even close to the peak on the hospitalizations and the full hospitals and turning people away and you have to go to a different place. Wait till the flu hits. Flu's a little bit late this year. My wife is an RN. She works at a very busy physician's clinic. And she was telling me, about a week ago, yeah, we saw our first flu today, our first flu case. And it's a little bit delayed. Usually it's starting to crank up a little more right now. So I'm not sure what to expect, but it always hits no matter what. We're not even there yet. You have lots and lots of fractures and broken hips from the terrible weather. And at least it's been in the 30s and 40s. But now that it's going to drop down into single digits and be super cold, anything that's melted is going to turn to ice. And it's going to be absolutely hazardous out there. So we're all going to have to be real, real careful. But guess what? If you need to find a place, it is not too late. Absolutely not too late. I would invite you to contact Senior Care Consulting for a free consultation. It costs you nothing. 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. This is what we do for our clients. It's all we do. We are laser focused at Senior Care Consulting. We help families and individuals find the right fit and the best fit when searching for senior care community, such as assisted living, long-term care, otherwise known as a nursing home, skilled nursing and rehab, memory care if it involves moving from where you're living now into a senior care community. That is the narrow niche that we live in. We're highly hyper specialized in that. That's all we do. We don't try to be everything to everyone. So I like to say that we're so focused and we're so narrow. I like to say that our placement services, it's about 2 feet wide, but it's about 2 miles deep. Because, boy, we go super in-depth with you. We custom tailor our process to your family, your loved ones' individual and unique needs. It's an incredible, incredible program. And you know what? Sometimes when we get into this tough part of the year, sometimes we may have to look at a two-step approach. So what do you mean by that, Steve? Well, I'll let you know. And we're doing this right now for one of my clients. We moved his wife into a long-term care community. Then there's going to be just a little bit of a delay, a couple of weeks. So her husband's going to move in with their children, with their daughter and son-in-law. And then we arranged for a home care provider to come into the home and watch after him for a couple of weeks or so, and then we'll move him to the senior care community where his wife is living. Okay, so kind of a two-step approach. Let's buy some time. Let's bring in home care. Let's make sure that you're getting all the help and support that you need and you deserve in your home while we're waiting for that bed to free up in the community. Or, and we've had to do this a few times, move into a place for the interim time, just for a short period of time, get on the wait list at your preferred facility, and then move from your interim facility to your preferred facility when the room is available. So that's we've had to do that a few times with some of our clients. Maybe we'll get lucky and we'll get the last bed available or the last apartment available. We're pretty good at being lucky, but we certainly can't promise that. But the bottom line is, if you're searching for senior care community, assisted living, long-term care, memory care, all of the above, feel free to call us at any time for a free consultation. We'll visit with you and let you know about the service and how it works and understand your situation. We'll provide a flat fee for service quote. And then if you like that, we can certainly move forward. All right. The Senior Care Live question of the week. All nursing homes that are Medicaid certified will accept a resident in a Medicaid pending status. Is that statement true or false? The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. Don't forget, you can stream the program to any electronic device. It's super easy. Go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect, and then it'll stream straight to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have. And it really is that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. All nursing homes that are Medicaid certified will accept a resident in a Medicaid pending status. Is this statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. Just because the facility accepts Medicaid, which means they're Medicaid certified, does not mean they will accept a new resident in a Medicaid pending status. So what is a Medicaid pending status? We're getting a little bit technical here, but this happens all the time. So you have someone who's outlived their assets. They need to move to a nursing home, and they immediately, there are no assets to spend down. They immediately qualify for Medicaid. So they fill out the application. They're ready to file that. They move into a nursing home and file the application. So you're not Medicaid approved yet. You're in a, as far as a billing status or payor status, it's Medicaid pending, meaning you're accepted by Medicaid pending the approval of your application. That application could take several months, many, many months, to just sit there in a stack and then be reviewed and then be approved. So the facility that you're looking at is literally taking a gamble. They're taking a risk because they're betting or banking or counting on that facility, or excuse me, that application being approved. So when you move in there, they're getting just a little tiny bit of money every month, but the majority of their money comes from the Medicaid program. So they have to pay for the payroll, the insurance, the lights, the taxes, the food costs, the supply costs. I mean, all of the different, I mean, the electric bills in some of these places are $10,000 and $20,000 a month just for one utility. So they have to cash flow all of those expenses for months and months and months and months. And they're absolutely counting on that application being approved. So if it's approved, then it works out great. Medicaid reimburses the nursing home retroactively to the date of the application, the date the application was submitted. But what happens if it is declined? And guess what? The nursing home is holding the bag. They are stuck with all of the expenses. There is no recourse, and they won't be reimbursed. So very few nursing homes are willing to work with a new resident coming in a Medicaid, right into the front door in a Medicaid pending status. Some nursing homes require a certain number of months of private pay before they will accept Medicaid. But guess what? They don't advertise that. It's not on their website. They may say, well, we're going to need at least 3 months capability of paying privately, and then we'll work with Medicaid pending. We need 6 months private pay, Steve. We need 12 months capability of privately paying. That's about $75,000, $80,000 for the most part in our area. Steve, we need 2 years capability of private pay, and then we'll talk to you. Some places have financial applications. They have actuarial tables. They get pretty fancy in the calculations. It might be 2.5 to 4 years of private pay before they'll accept Medicaid. So you're going through these lists. Oh, yeah, this place looks like they're Medicaid certified. That does not tell the story. So, some will work with Medicaid pending. Some have private pay requirements. It's just all over the board. And guess what? There are hundreds of places to choose from. So that makes that part of it, just that one aspect of choosing a place, pretty tough. Pretty difficult. But guess what? It's not difficult for Senior Care Consulting. And again, I would invite you to give us a call, and we can absolutely help you. We can walk you through the search and selection process, make it very, very simple for you. I had a client this last week. He said, wow, you've just made this whole process so streamlined for me. It's just incredible. I barely missed any work, and you helped me get, a week's worth of work done in just a few hours. And I said, sir, could I have you on the radio? Would you cut a commercial for me? because that's exactly what he said, and that's exactly what we do. Give us a call now at 913-945-2800, or you could visit us online. It's a really good website, Senior Care Consulting. That's with an ING, seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, let's move on to our next subject. What options are available if you need to search for a senior care community? How do you go about finding the right one and the best fit? And there are all sorts of ways to do this. Okay, so I'm going to go through these in order, and then I'm going to come back. I'm going to explain all the different options that are for you, available to you. Right, and then I'm going to go back, and I'm going to comment on all of these different options and kind of let you know what to expect there. So number one, ask a friend. Gather opinions from a lot of people. If you're still working, talk to people at your workplace. Talk to friends and families. Talk to your neighbor. Talk to people at church. Ask a friend. Gather opinions. And just ask a lot of people. And that's one way that you could do your search. Another way, you could search through a list of facilities that would be provided by a state agency or a state organization. There are lots and lots of lists out there. You know, lists of nursing homes, list of assisted living facilities, a list of residential care communities, list of Home Plus providers, list of acute care providers, long-term acute care. I mean, it's a list of long-term care for mental health. There are, and they have hundreds, lists of assisted living. I mean, it goes on and on and on. There are several hundred places to choose from. So you contact a state agency. Maybe you can download the list. Maybe they'll send it to you. Or maybe there's like a little booklet that has a list of providers. But you can get your hands on a list. You can start to look through that and sort through that, and that could be how you can go about the search and selection process. Number three, just Google it and get online. Get on Google. So for example, you might enter Nursing Home Kansas City, and guess what you're going to get? Millions and millions of websites and links, literally millions, that will provide you a wealth and abundance of information. Those are the first three. I'm going to have a whole lot more right after the break. Don't go away.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, or maybe you want to share the program with a friend or family, maybe you just want to go back and hear it again, no worries at all. Super easy. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast button, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. You just click on the episode that you're interested in, and it'll start, again, give it a few seconds to connect. It'll start streaming to your phone or your tablet, your computer, whatever you have. And lots and lots of people do listen to the podcast every single week. All right, back to what options are available for you if you need to search for a senior care community. How do you find the right one and the best fit for your exact needs? So we're going to go through all the different options I briefly touched on. You could just ask a friend and just gather options from talking to people. You can search through a list of facilities that would be provided by a state agency. That's just an alphabetized list, maybe maybe segmented by city or county, obviously by state. Number three, just Google it. Just Google what you're needing. Assisted Living Alzheimer's Care, Lee's Summit, Missouri. And you can, and then you're going to see what you find there. So you could Google it. Number four. You could just go check out a few places nearby. Just about everybody does this one, actually. Well, they do all of them, but, you know, there's that place down the street that they just built and, you know, it looks pretty nice. Maybe I'll just drive by and check that one out. Or, you know, there are a couple of places on my way to work. And I think I'll just swing by and just visit with those guys. Yeah, it's really, really close, and we want a place as close as possible. So we'll just go check out a couple places nearby. You could do that. You could, and unfortunately I've heard of people doing this, you could just move into a place and just give it a shot. See if it works out. And then you can move into another place. Stay there for a while. Get to learn what their culture is about. Get to figure out their strengths and their weaknesses. And then you can move out. You can move into another place and try them out. Move into another place, four or five places. Yep. I think out of all these places, I think I like this particular one the best. So I don't know of anyone who would actually want to do that. But unfortunately, a lot of people have done that, because they don't know how to go about finding the right place, the best fit. So they're doing the best they can, but that's what they actually end up doing, moving in and out of several places, literally trying them out until they finally find one that they can settle on. Number six. Okay, now, let me preface this. I'm not beating up on anyone in a hospital. Okay, so with that preface, still probably going to hurt some feelings here, not intended. You could depend on the discharge planners at your hospital. You could say, hello, Mrs. Discharge Planner, can you help me find the right place and the best fit for my elderly loved one here in your hospital? Okay, I'm going to point out some issues with that here in a little bit, but you could depend on them. Ask your social worker, your discharge planner, your case manager in the hospital. Given my set of circumstances and our unique set of needs, where's the best place for me? Where can I go? Where would you put your mom? So you could depend on the hospital personnel. Again, in a little bit, I'm going to point out some potential issues with that. I'm going to comment on that later. Number seven, you could contact a free referral service. And, oh boy, let me tell you, lots and lots of people do that. You could do that. You could contact one of these free referral services. They're free. Free is a super powerful word. And you can count on them to help you find the right place. Number eight. Oh, boy, I hear this a lot. Well, Steve, I'm just going to get on Medicare.gov, Nursing Home Compare, and I'm going to check out the Medicare star ratings. I only want 5-star rated facilities. Okay, fine. You can do that. So you can get on the Medicare.gov, go to Nursing Home Compare, and then that's where you can see all of these different star ratings and learn a lot about nursing homes. Now, there is no such site for assisted living or any other levels of care. The government put that together because government funds are used to fund these places with Medicare dollars and Medicaid dollars. So they created this system. I'm going to comment on that in a little bit. But you could do that. If you looked for a nursing home, for skilled nursing and rehab, or for a long-term stay, you could go to Medicare star ratings, medicare.gov/nursing home compare. And last but definitely not least, you could contact an independent advisor. that works for you. A decades-long experienced consultant that knows their business inside and out, forwards and backwards, with a blindfold on. And that would be Senior Care Consulting. You could do that. And lots of people trust Senior Care Consulting to help them through that search and selection process. And again, our number is 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, so there's your list. You've got nine different ways to go about this. I'm going to go back and just comment on each one of these. So number one, ask a friend, gather opinions from a lot of people. Here's the problem with that one. I mean, it's not a bad thing to do. It's a good thing to do, actually. But you can't count on that. I have been in this business for so long, let me tell you, that I could ask 10 people or 10 families who have stayed or had a loved one stay at the same senior care facility. And I'm going to ask them, hey, how'd it go there? Guess what I'm going to hear? I'm going to hear 10 completely different stories from, it was the very best place ever, Steve. I can't believe it. It was fantastic. To all the way down to, it was the absolute worst place ever. I would never recommend that to anyone. And I'll hear everything in between. It's too subjective. There are too many layers. There are too many opinions. Different expectations, people being very reasonable, people being unreasonable. You can ask a friend, you should ask a friend, but I would never, ever put all my eggs in that basket. Ever. Number two, search through a list of facilities provided by a state agency. Well, I mean, it's a good starting point, but guess what it is? It's a list of facilities provided by a state agency. It tells you the name, rank, and serial number. It tells you the name of the place, the address, maybe a website, obviously a telephone number. It tells you what they are, nursing home, assisted living facility, et cetera, et cetera. It is a list. That's it. It's a comprehensive, alphabetized list. Most people are spending 50 to 100 hours searching for a senior care community. And you're starting to get the idea. You go through a list, you ask a friend, you do some of these things, and it's taking 50 to 100 hours to try to figure this stuff out. A list is a great starting point, but that's about it. Google. Yep, you could Google it. Nursing Home Kansas City, Memory Care Olathe, Kansas, or whatever it is, whatever you're looking for. And you will be shocked. There will be so many results, depending on how narrow or how specific your search is. Expect at least hundreds of thousands of results of websites and links related to, information on your search and searching keywords and that sort of thing. And some of these searches will result in literally millions of websites and links. It's overwhelming. It's so much information. It's actually not really very valuable at all. Number four, you could check out a few places nearby, but I would even call that beginning the search. I think that's just checking out a couple of places that are nearby, just seeing what this is all about, kind of getting a flavor for that. But that is not a search at all. That's just stopping by a couple of places and checking it out. So that's not really going to help you. And usually the closest place is not the best fit for you. Once in a while, you might get lucky, but usually that is not the case. And after the break, I'm going to finish my comments on all of the different ways that you can search for senior care community. Then I'm going to provide you a fantastic solution. Don't go away. We'll be right there. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. Back to answering the question, what options are available if you want to search for a senior care community? How do you go about finding the right one and finding the best fit? So we've reviewed 9 options. I've commented on 4. I'll just continue that. Number 5 was you can move into a place and then move into another place and move into several different places to figure that out. I don't know of anyone who wants to do that. Unfortunately, some people have just done that kind of by default. They were doing the best they could. That is one miserable process. Just think about it. It's so disruptive. Every time you move, I mean, how does that make you feel? It's disorienting. It's disruptive. It takes a long time to calm down and settle in, and then have to do it again and again and again to figure it out. Not a good idea. You could depend on discharge planners and the discharge folks from your hospital. But and again, I'm this is not to offend any of those good folks. I think they're overworked and underpaid, frankly. But all they are allowed to do is to provide you an alphabetized list of places. They'll hand it to you and they'll say, pick one and we'll arrange for the discharge to that place. That's all they're allowed to do. Now it's actually not legal for them to recommend any place. And especially if they own a facility, they're really not supposed to do that at all. It's patient right to choose. So just don't depend on them to figure out your level of care, your type of care. Don't depend on them to spend a long time to understand your financial status, your location preferences, then any personal preferences and needs to put that all together to figure out then, here's a short list of places that would be a perfect fit for you, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. They're not going to do that. They can't do it. They just can't do it. They're allowed to hand you a list and say, pick one and we'll make the call. That's it. And that's what will happen. So you just can't depend on them for that. And that's nothing personal, but you just can't. All right. Number 7, you could contact a free referral service. And you've heard me talk about free referral services in the past. Let me let you know what to expect. You're going to contact them either through a website, or you're going to give them a call. You're going to provide some personal information. And then here's what you can expect. These folks then send out your personal information to quite a few providers, maybe 10 or 15 places. So immediately after you hang up the phone, expect your phone to explode. All of these hungry, aggressive salespeople will be hounding and harassing you for days, trying to get you to come out to their place. Then they're going to put the hardcore close on you. They're going to try to close the sale and get you to pick them. That's what you can, but that sounds exciting, doesn't it? Sound great? Right? These free referral services, guess what, folks? They don't work for you. They work for their customer. And guess who their customer is? Any facility willing to pay them 50% of the first month's rent up to 150% of the first month's rent. Any one of them. So they go around and they cut these deals with these providers. And every time they send them a referral that moves in, that facility writes them a check for $2,000 or $3,000 to maybe close to $10,000. So that's a lot of money. And guess what? You're not hearing about all of the options. You're only hearing about the options on their very limited list of places willing to pay them thousands of dollars in kickbacks. You starting to get the picture there, folks? Contacting a free referral service, in my opinion, is a horrible idea. And I'm going to leave it at that for today. All right, number eight, you could go to the medicare.gov/nursing home compare and check out Medicare star ratings. But the star ratings are good, but I'll tell you what, it's a three-year rolling average, and it just absolutely does not tell the whole story. It's good information, but I would never, ever, 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 ever put all of my eggs in the Medicare star rating basket. I do pay attention to that, but that's just one piece of how we at Senior Care Consulting go through that search and selection process to narrow the field to our top options. And it's not solely dependent on your Medicare star rating, I'll tell you that. All right, last but not least, you could contact Senior Care Consulting. Now that we've reviewed several different ways to conduct your search for a senior care community, you could, and if you don't like numbers 1 through 8, you can just contact my firm. Here's our process. We sit down with you with a free consultation. We let you know a little bit about us, how we got started. We'll let you know exactly how the service works. We want to know some information about you, your loved one, their situation. Once we get a good handle on that, we're going to provide you a flat fee for service quote at different levels of engagement, from minimally engaged to completely over the top and somewhere in the middle. But the bottom line is we have a flat fee for service because we work for you. We do not receive one single penny worth of reimbursement from any senior care provider out there. To do so, in my opinion, is an absolute gross conflict of interest. Absolute and total conflict of interest. I won't have anything to do with that. And all of the facilities know that. They know, and they, guess what? They respect that. My ethics are not for sale. I work directly for the families in need. I represent them just like an attorney or a tax accountant or any other professional service provider would represent them through a process. This is the process that we represent you and walk you through with Senior Care Consulting. We develop a care profile, which is a detailed description of exactly what we need. We research the market, identify our top three communities, and then together we'll go out with your family and tour all three communities, and that's where we conduct a performance audit. We ask a lot of questions that, frankly, most people would never know to ask. And then, and that whole process takes just a partial day, 4 or 5 hours, and boom, we're done. We are done. And then we'll turn around very quickly and provide you a summary report, and that report contains all the questions asked, information discovered. We calculate exact staffing ratios for you. We report to you what the state found in this, in their most recent surprise health inspection. It is an incredible amount of information. It's 100% unbiased and objective, and it is all in the best interest of you and your family. And now, with that process, you can choose the right place and the best fit with total confidence, knowing you did your best and you got it right the first time. Give us a call at Senior Care Consulting for a free consultation at 913-945-2800. And sometime here in the very near future, I'm going to let you know about some new technology that's coming to Senior Care Consulting. First of its kind. I am so excited about our technological advances, proprietary advances. I can't wait to tell you about that here in the near future. All right, I can't believe the program's already over. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.